Challenge, Focus, Strike, an Adventure Seed podcast for the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game. The Petrified Frog by Jason Flowers. Challenge. In the city of the rich frog, trade rules all, and relationships drive that trade, for good and ill. Despite their status, the Dragonfly Minor Clan enjoys a heightened level of influence here. From afar, the dragon are content to allow the Tonbo family to manage their holding, to the consternation of the lion and unicorn present in the port city. Compounding this uneasy peace is Mia Tetsuo, the city governor, and his friendship with Tonbo Kuma, leader of the local dragonfly population. The Dragonfly rely on this friendship to keep them at an equal status with the great clans. Some samurai claim this relationship limits Mia Tetsuo's fairness, but so far, nothing has happened to elevate or diminish Tonbo Kuma's faction in the City of the Rich Frog. As a token of their friendship, Mia Tetsuo gifted Kuma with a statuette in the shape of a frog carved from a petrified piece of Saibanshoki, the grandest willow tree in all Rokugan. This gift was the spark of much gossip in the City of the Rich Frog, for a piece of the ancient willow in the shape of the god of the river junctions would be a powerful artifact. When the statuette is stolen, Tonbo Hidane, a representative of Tonbo Kuma, approaches the player characters to recover it. The loss of such a valuable item would bring great dishonor to the Dragonfly and, potentially, a loss of esteem with Mia Tetsuo. It must be found. Focus. During the investigation, the player characters will cross paths with a representative of the Lion or Unicorn clan who is also seeking the frog. If no PC is of those clans, they will actively oppose the player characters during the investigation at every stage. But if they share a clan with a party member, they may approach that PC and ask the samurai to turn over the statuette for the good of their own clan. The search for the thief will lead the PCs across the Three Sides River to the western bank controlled by the Unicorn clan. Whether the unicorn are responsible or not is up to you, but eventually the PCs will run the culprit to ground. This will likely involve a daring and harrowing chase through the unicorn district, putting themselves and bystanders at risk. Finally, the statue is in hand. Any shugenja or spiritually attuned samurai can learn that the petrified frog does possess some supernatural ability. It could be a powerful Nemuronai that allows the wielder to control the river junction's waters. Perhaps it has been used as a Meishodo talisman, trapping a powerful kami inside. It could even have been used as a vessel for a powerful entity from one of the spirit realms.
Hajime.
Strike. The statue is presented to Tonbo Hidane as planned, but the player characters find out a short time later that the statuette was never returned to Tonbo Kuma's residence. Was Hidane a traitor to his clan, or an imposter in disguise? Maybe they will have to team up with a third party who hounded them during their earlier search. Whatever they decide, there is a short window to recover the statuette again before they must confess to being deceived and responsible for the petrified frog's permanent loss. Check out the show notes to download this Challenge Focus Strike, or go to cfspod.weebly.com to download this and Challenge Focus Strike seeds from previous episodes. Follow us on Twitter at cfspod, and don't forget to subscribe to Challenge Focus Strike to get the newest seeds when we post them.